Young Jeffrey has come to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got Brooke.
Brooke today.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Maybe you should just give Jubal a hug today as the,
yeah.
Everybody.
As the punishment.
I'm still smelling, by the way. I don't know. There, but yeah, it's just like, now it's haunting me.
It's in your brain.
Yeah. All right, Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
The other day, I asked you about the top 5 highest grossing domestic movie releases of all time, and none of the ones in the top 5 were animated films. But there are 3 animated movies in the top 20 of all time. Name them in no particular order and hint at least one of them is a sequel.
Wow.
Okay.
Well,
Toy Story 3 is my first thought.
Ooh, I didn't even think
for the sequel.
Toy Story.
Because when it came out, it was huge, and it had been a long time. There was a big span between 2 and 3.
The anticipation.
Jubal is not going to be able to participate in this question at all, because...
Not at all. I'm racking my brain. I'm like, okay, animated movies. Read it one more time.
Or is it another Shrek?
I know it's got to be a Shrek, because they made over $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah, just read it one more time.
There are 3 animated movies in the top 20 highest-grossing domestic movie releases of all time. Name them in no particular order, and at least one of them is a sequel.
At least one.
Okay.
So he's throwing us off.
Okay.
I bet 2 of them are sequels.
Here's my thing. I think Lion King is in there. I think Lion King was ginormous.
Oh, totally. I would agree, but... it was so far away, like with inflation. Is it still, you think?
You think it was made in 1950?
No, this is the 90s. I mean, it's like, you know.
Late 90s.
Yeah, 20 something years ago.
I'm sticking with Lion King. I think it was a huge film.
So you think Shrek, Lion King, and Toy Story? I mean, they sound good. Is there anything else we're missing? There's got to be another Disney movie.
I mean,
could it be
Frozen,
one of the more recent ones, like Frozen?
Or Moana, or Coco.
What about that famous Disney one where like the mops are dancing around?
Oh,
and
Fantasia.
And the Beast.
Yeah,
no,
that
talking
one.
About
oh, Fantasia.
Oh wait, are you talking about Beauty and the Beast or
no,
Fantasia?
No, Fantasia. That
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there
like,
was
yeah.
Fantasia 2000. Remember that? They
oh,
did
there
a
was?
Remake
yeah.
of Fantasia, but I don't think it was a blockbuster because that's all like symphony music, and I don't know if people were like, yeah,
really into it.
Yeah. So okay, I'm gonna go. What Shrek? What Shrek are we picking?
I would go 2.
I'm gonna go Toy Story 3, Shrek 2,
yeah.
and Lion King.
Ooh.
Oh, or Aladdin. Ooh. Okay, Lion King. I'll stick
Lion
with Lion King.
King. Bigger, yeah.
Out of the top 20 highest grossing domestic releases of all time, 3 of them are animated movies. Number 20, making $422 million domestically, was The Lion King.
Hey, there you go,
yeah,
bro.
Number
right.
16 on the list was Shrek 2.
Oh!
$441 million.
Oh my God,
and then number 12 on the list, bringing in $486 million domestically, is the Pixar classic, the sequel, Finding Dory.
Oh, no,
man.
Toy Story's also Pixar. I thought you had it.
Dang.
Oh, dang
it. You didn't get it right. And I just realized if I ever create a game show on TV, you two are going to be contestants on it. Come on, show me the reactions are the best.
Give
yeah. That was really exciting.
That was intense.
Yeah.
Intense, I agree.
Got
I feel
it wrong.
Like really charged up now.
Somebody wanted to hear Like a Virgin by Madonna, so you sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
God, this is such a good song for me. Like a virgin. Ooh, touch for the very first time, like a bird. All right, now I'm awake.
Have a great day. Today's show was produced by Steve Easter Bunny Boyd and Jeff, he has risen, DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.